Kieran. Can everyone hear me, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read, I'm going to read from both my collections. So the first one is self-published. I published it in 2013, and basically it has what I consider then as my best poetry from when I started writing when I was 12. Though the oldest poem is from 1977. So, without further ado, Dri, an Speer, an Vuir, an Talav, an Chros Chiesta na an Chros Chaum, ni hi sin machonar, bair lum shkian laum, fornacht fuin gelach, ima hiasav misha, leach, Fair nivnach na fira na mahanga, ma hiaga vradula hinta ganara I vreach. Eishtigilum! This next one is called Canção Lisboeta, which was written in the Portuguese underground Lisbon. It means Lisbon song, and there are little things in Portuguese in between, and basically they are the stops, the announcements for the stops. So it's kind of I don't know, I imagined it on the underground and I wrote it later, as you do. So it recounts things that actually happened. So, Canção Lisboeta. Próxima estação a Rairo. Drawing the threads of my life around me in a network of light. Varicolored lines of filigree surround me, this tree of life moving inexorably toward completion. Próxima estação Alvalade, a correspondencia com a linha vermelha. They robbed my mobile phone today, two Maghrebi types, such skill. Such shameless thievery on their part, such impotent fury on mine. I'd have smashed their faces in had I known, or so I'd like to think. Through the helpless pent-up rage my empty jacket pocket trails, I'll smash their fucking faces in. Próxima estação, campo pequeno. Your silhouetted form clothed in darkness leans over me. Your crescent neck, the dunes of your breasts swoop down on me like some gorgeous pre-dawn moon leaving its orbit. I am bewitched. This next one is after James Clarence Mangan, Oh My Dark Rosalie, which probably nearly everyone knows, at least the first verse anyway. So it's kind of a reimagining of it for today's Ireland. You know the way it goes, oh my dark Rosaline, do not cry, do not weep, the priests are on the ocean green, yeah. So anyway, oh my dark Rosaline, after James Clarence Mangan. Oh my dark Rosaline, neither shy nor obscene, the priests long since have ceased to sail the deep. The ocean is no longer green. The golden ones who fought to win your freedom from the imperious, rapacious, scornful invader bore sons, grandsons, great-grandsons who've betrayed you down the long years of servile impotence. There's one more from this. This next poem is called Full Moon Over America. It was written on Christmas night 2007, I think, 2008 maybe. It was a gorgeous night and I was inebriated, as you would be on Christmas night. I was at home and I looked out before I went to bed after midnight. And there was a gorgeous clear sky and a full moon. And in the distance, I heard the drone of a plane. I live about as the crow flies, maybe 20 miles from Shannon Airport. And then I started thinking, where's that plane going to? And obviously at the time of night it was taking troops to the Middle East. So that's where the poem comes from. Full moon over America. It's full moon over America. Do the small people still think they own it? Does its pale, borrowed light reflect off the Great Lakes and the endless waters of the Mississippi alone? It's full moon over America. Does not that selfsame light illuminate the mountains of corpses and the obsidian black of their congealed blood splatter on the ancient fields of Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Palestine? It's full moon over America. Do the small people still think this miserable life is worth anything other than a tarnished brass medal or a purple heart that can never beat its congealed terror into beauty? What of the stars and stripes so lovingly painted on their blood-soaked rag of slavery? Let them wrap it round their deathly pride, so wounded in the violence of its birth, they turn it into agony for the rest, to satisfy the bloodlust of their broken angels. It's full moon over America. This is my new collection, published last July by Revival Press, and it's called Rage. I was stuck for a title, I didn't know what to call it, and Dominic Taylor of Revival Press suggested Rage, because he said that was the overwhelming sense coming from all the I hadn't realised that. This first one is called Shower. Both meanings of the word here in Ireland, shower. A soft rain on my roof turns to blood and body bits. A hand smears hello across the windscreen. Goodbye. All permutations are incorrect. Mutate to flowers, millions of them. So sorry, so, so sorry, they all say. Our loss is meaningless, their profits huge. All flags are false, all promises betrayals. Uniforms, protection, truncheons, mutate to strap-on explosive dildos to fuck you, citizens. Truth is a lie. Pravda for fall guys. Our loss is huge. Their profits meaningless. Victim impact statement. This is called Beauty, and it's in five parts. And I was working with Arthur Watson, the poet, and we gave ourselves a week to write a piece on beauty, and this is what came out for me, and it's in five different vignettes. One. The tree outside, framed by my kitchen window, bud burst, sap spurt, flower flirt, leaf surge, beneath the time-lapse skies, onward the rush to awesome autumn auburn shades, too soon the sickle wind scythes its stentorian breath to ravage the foliage like so many sheaves of unsung, unseen verse, the babblings of youth and age and middle age. Two. In In old Seville, I lean across the flat roof patio wall to gaze upon the passers-by three floors below, placing my elbows either side of two geranium pots. By happenstance, I glance at the house across the street and spy at an open window a dark-eyed, dark-haired señorita, arms crossed with elbows up, about to lift her blouse over her head, thus to display her glorious naked breasts. Just as I feel the curvature of earth in the bulge of my swelling penis, she spies me, stops, and with a look full of reproach, pulls down the blind. 3. It's the smell, he says, that indescribable odour that they exude from their very pores, an intoxicant of perfume with a subtle hint of piss. Not the stench of adult urine, you understand, but something much more refined, altogether cleaner, fresh, unused, unsullied, that reminds him of the hairless slit concealing delicious pink behind the lips and the little brown rosebud ripe for plucking. 4. Bone resists, but the flesh is forever yielding. One swish slices through both. Blood spurt fountains ever diminishing as the living corpse crumples, the eyes empty or pleading or whatever. The sudden stench of shit rankles for a split second, and you, angel of mercy, angel of destruction, deliver the next blow and the next. The women are the best or the worst, depending. The pregnant ones. 5. Gliding my fingertips ever so gently over the filaments of hair on your skin elicits shivers and moans from my queen, inviting me to dive headlong into magma or glacial waters, never knowing which to expect. I yield and plunge my spear into your cauldron. The next one's called The Blooding. The Blooding. Too strong for my kippen arms to hold the dogs nearly as tall as my 7 years. Too slow to anticipate the sudden lurch they'd make when they caught the scent. Too soon for the cradled rabbit to be held in your arms, just so, before the blooding, and I let go. Too swift for my small body to escape the punishing kick, vicious with pent-up rage, unleashed of a sudden up my backside. Too tender to take the brunt, and I too shamed by your snarling obscenities to bear the pain, shocked and numbed, will not walk ever again in that field, in the barn built years later with money from America. A cousin hanged himself. I'm probably going too fast, am I? This next one's called Leftovers. It's an old one from the 80s. I was in my 20s. Leftovers. There's so much I could put down. Or is it foolish to expect a door and my mind opening like an oyster? I live inside myself, where there is none, until the ocean, brooding. Amorphous, I touched your arm, and the skin didn't come away. The etheric fields unfolded, ecstatic entwined suns of molten semen pouring forth from out of the hot gap of my need. The words waver in and out. My eyes remain unfocused. My one touch turned about in midair and shot to the mindscapes. Atrocious moons weep inside. Cataracts of spectral music move me to wonder. Awesome whirlpools of sorrow spurt delirious causeways of web light. Drenched iris glimpses intense primal. Isis, forest, enlighten, lash, lap, leap. Linger, sliver, sleep, slender, sound. You, bliss together, I, place indescribable, intense, emotion, rotation. Gulls cut out of the shivering dawn suggest the tenacity of statues. To break the spell that holds me. Spurn, kick, kiss, anything bad or good, but strong. Love is the touching of all surfaces at once. I want to so much. This next one is a much more recent event, in vintage. In fact, I think it's the last one I finished last year. It's called gametes. Gametes, as you probably know, are the cells that decide whether you're male or female, I think. Yeah? Maybe there are some scientists. Anyway, gametes. Should I kiss your upturned throat or slash it open? Have my darkness outshine the light? If I sliced off my prick with a shears, fashioned a clitoris from the discarded foreskin, grew a pair of silicon breasts, opened my pelvic floor with a blade, spattered blood once a month from my new-made orifice, would I get a shot at the chair? Would a great pair of tits and childbearing hips and a snatch slippery as eels do the trick? If I switch my mouse hand to left, interchange warp and weft, attempt to rewire my brain, will that too be in vain? This next one is in the 80s as well. I have two versions, one in English and one in Spanish. So which would you like to hear first?
Spanish.
Okay. Oh, rosa, pétalo, charca, moteado, chaparrón, tú que embrujas, si no existes, un sueño soy yo, mi ser de vela apagado, mi mecha chamuscada por la O imaginaria que es el viento susurrando de los temblores escarlates de tu boca. Tú de la lengua bermeja, grita tu silencio a mi mundo ruidoso. Oh, rose, petal, pool, dapple, drench, you who bewitch. If you don't exist, then I'm unreal, my candlehood quenched, my wick but singed by the imaginary oh of wind. The breath soughing from the scarlet shivers of your mouth. Vermilion-tongued one, shout out your silence into my noisy world. How much more time do I have? 5 minutes. So, Would you like to hear a love poem, a political poem, or?
A lovely political poem.
Both.
Oh, God.
A lovely physical.
The day that the revolution
came. Oh, no, that's too long. I'll read you one that has Spanish, Irish, and English, three versions. It's called Holy Week, Seville 2016, and it was written while I was in Seville. I don't know if anyone's been to Semana Santa in Seville, with the amazing, it's well worth going. It's, even if you're not religious, it's amazing. So I'll read it in English, Spanish first, then English, and then Irish. It was actually written, I started writing it in Spanish, and then for some weird reason it started coming out in Irish as well. And the English version I don't like very much. The Spanish and Irish are pretty good, but the English one I don't know. You'll see. Semana Santa, Sevilla, 2016. Hoy me hice Cristo, rey de sombras, hombre ahorcado, embriagado de azar, un sinfín de nazarenos, desfila de par en par. Ensaétame, Magdalena, desenclávame del madero, libérame de esta pesadilla, desátame, que me metes mano, come mi desnudez, abrázame, coño, en tu paraíso terrenal. Holy Week, Seville, 2016. Today, I am Christ, King of Shades, the hanged man, drunk on orange blossom. The never-ending line of Nazarenes files past in pairs. Sing to me, Magdalene, unnail me from this cross, free me from this nightmare, untie me, handle me, woman, lick my naked flesh, embrace me, bitch, that I may enter your secret garden. Agus Osgoelia, Seachtain na Cásca, Seville, 2016. Dairios I nuv im Chriast, Rian Osgaha, Fair Crochta, Ermeshke le bra bla o rashta. Na nasar hig de hir, ek proshel ag bert vert. Condom a vaidiliana, squeal maharni on aimant, liga mach me as an throne leisha, winnan candle diem, laugh shig me, li machort for nocht, bear barrow gorama ayan, gode mishtach id hardin farish. I should mention that the word garden, or the word paradise, comes from an ancient Persian word for paradise. Thank you.